Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The coronavirus count in the U.S. is closing in on 3 million people who are or have been infected. According to Johns Hopkins University disease trackers, more than 130,000 people have died from COVID-19. The White House is making its case today on how schools can reopen safely this fall. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports on how President Trump is interjecting himself into the difficult debate.
Governors and state leaders are wrestling with rising cases of the coronavirus, and school districts are debating whether to resume classes in the fall and how. President Trump declared Monday over Twitter that schools must open in the fall. He will take part in a multifaceted conversation today with federal health officials, teachers, students, and parents who will share their own perspectives. A senior administration official noted that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention never advised schools to close during the height of the pandemic. That decision, as will the decision to reopen, is primarily in the hands of local governments and school districts. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Hospitals are again running dangerously low on masks, gloves, and other personal protective equipment as their medical staff confront more coronavirus outbreaks in more states. At least 40 states are now reporting new coronavirus cases. The hotspots are California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida. The Sunshine State recently reporting more than 11,000 new cases in a single day. Well, the economic forecast continues to change during the course of this pandemic. Last month, manufacturing activity picked up faster and stronger than expected. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on projections for the months ahead.
In hard-hit states, you can already see some decline in people's willingness to go out and spend money, and you can see a resulting drop in demand for workers. What looked like a pretty robust recovery for consumer spending in early June starts to stall out as the virus picks up speed. As a result, as you mentioned, the economists at Goldman Sachs have now lowered their forecast for economic growth in July and August.
NPR's Scott Horsley reporting. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has tested positive for coronavirus. NPR's Philip Reeves has details.
Few world leaders have done more to downplay the coronavirus threat than Bolsonaro. He's dismissed it as hysteria. He's criticized governors and mayors for shutting down cities to all but essential services, saying the economic damage is too great. He's horrified medical experts by meeting crowds of supporters close up, often without a mask. Now more than 65,000 Brazilians have died, and Bolsonaro's joined 1.6 million of his fellow citizens who are infected. Bolsonaro was tested yesterday after experiencing light symptoms and announced the result today live on TV. This time he was wearing a mask. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 188 points, or 0.75%, at 26,098. You're listening to NPR News. Another monument to historic figures who supported their race's oppression of another is coming down. In Richmond, Virginia, crews are working to remove the Confederate monument to General J.B. Stuart. His is the third major Confederate statue to be removed from public view in the Confederacy's former capital, another result of people around the globe who are horrified by George Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police in May and were moved to mobilize against racism. Determined to regain control over its coronavirus outbreak, New Zealand is working to find enough hotel rooms for people returning home from travel abroad. The government's quarantining nearly 6,000 in more than two dozen facilities. Its national carrier, Air New Zealand, has decided to stop booking new inbound flights for at least 3 weeks. An effort by Pakistan's Hindu minority to build a temple in Islamabad is running into opposition, NPR's Dia Hadid reports.
Last week, Islamabad's small Hindu community began building a protective wall around land they were allocated for a religious site. As the wall went up, some clerics issued fatwas saying it was against Islamic law to build a Hindu temple. Vandals filmed themselves destroying the wall and made the Muslim call to prayer on the rubble. Then the Minister for Religious Affairs announced the government wouldn't fund its construction. The Prime Minister referred the matter to an Islamic committee. Now, a spokesman for Islamabad authorities says the community doesn't have permission to even build the wall. Pakistan has long been criticized for its treatment of religious minorities. The Hindu temple was meant to underscore the country's efforts towards tolerance. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
This is NPR.